This is Wade Rath, you're the chief organizer's report on Occupy Movie Shoot, Chasing Moksha 6. It turned out that we hadn't seen nothing yet. We may have thought a half dozen people running around setting the scenes, moving furniture, painting, putting up wallpaper, replacing the pictures of our children on the mantle with pictures of fake children on the mantle was all right at the edge of way too much. But when the camera rolls in, it's like being overtaken by the hordes. I thought I knew a lot from watching documentarians over the last couple of years. I knew nothing. Some folks showed up at 9:30 a.m. hoping to gain entry into our collapsing fort early to finish some things from the night before. But having already seen the time move up an hour on us ahead of the schedule, it just brought out the cowboy in me, and I was darned if they were coming in a minute before time. All of which made the always friendly crew even more solicitous. They know they're an occupying army, but fortunately they don't have to act and be all colonial and stereotypically Hollywood about it. By the 10 a.m. starting time, the trucks were rolling into the spaces the neighbors and I had cleared. They had the small vans I'd seen before, but the big boys were here now with big-wheeled carts, generators, full-size cameras, white and black screens, lights of all kinds and lenses, tools, telescoping poles, and clamps of all sizes. The directory, Abby Vargassi, and I chattered on the front porch as he surveyed the swarm, a general calmly reviewing his troops. Originally from South India, he'd come to the United States at 12 and still lived in Chicago. Last year, he lived half of his time in Kerala due to his burgeoning success as a writer and director there. He was quiet and circumspect, but in firm control of the chaos, it seemed, and couldn't have been nicer. Or younger. The movie crew in the main was the Children's Crusade, heavily populated by seemingly very competent young men and women in their 20s and perhaps early 30s. You know, a lot like organizers. Only the actors from India were older. I was an obstacle in the way, painting bookshelves before they could be repatriated into our living room. But it gave me a unique vantage point. Taking a break on a gorgeous day, I talked to a young man, perhaps 30, who was the line producer, which he defined as the person on the screen keeping the affair within budget, sort of a mobile bookkeeper with power. He was from Kansas City, but actually also had a house now in New Orleans because there's so much work here. Abby Vargassi had told me that there were about 30 in the crew. Kansas City told me about 17 were from the New Orleans area, though many might be transplants of a sort, as he was from New York and beyond. One equipment touting roustabout I talked to told me he was from Algiers and still finishing at the University of New Orleans, so learning the rope with his muscles. It definitely takes a village. At one point, I walked into the living room where the director and the sternly gruff cinematographer were watching the monitors of the cameras shooting in the kitchen. I counted 16 people crammed into the room. In the same way organizing has its own language, no matter in what tongue it's translated, clearly that is true on the shoot as well. Talking to the location manager on the phone the night before, he kept saying, "Copy that," which seems a harmless tick the first time, but can't be missed the eighth time, unless I was thinking about volunteering for the Army at this late stage in my journey. But embedded in the scene, as one of the cinematographer's chief assistants was scurrying about getting various lenses so that they could shoot from the top of the air conditioning unit in through the kitchen window at the actors, it was one copy this after another copy that. So if you want to be a filmista and seem in the know, that's today's tip. Copy that. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.